So,
and can you just reiterate too? This article is going into what and what the purpose is, so the girls can hear that.
Yeah. It'll be the True Kids One newsletter. An article about your Zoom etiquette video. So I'll just interview you guys, and then I will use some quotes from you in the interview. And then, if you would like, I can send some of you, the link to the article if you wanted to read it. But I'll let you know when it comes out, but it'll be in True Kids One's June newsletter.
Okay, cool.
Can you send me the article?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll send the article to all of you. Yeah. So what sparked the idea for the Zoom etiquette video?
Well, I think the head coach of Twist, he's the head of True Kids One. So he decided, he thought that during this whole thing, he thought that we should make a Zoom etiquette video. To, like, teach people about what to do with
them. So I'll add a little bit to that, Maple. That was great, Whitney.
Thank you.
So yeah, Rosie, as you know, Lauren, I see your hand up. We'll get to you next, okay? And then you could add on to what Whitney and I say. So Rosie and I work together with the Winter Sports Club, so that's how we knew each other. And then I have a business called Improv Medicine. And I do a lot of work with communication around improvisation using those techniques to communicate. And Rosie and I, in talking about, the switch to being virtual and we can't go to school and we can't, meet in person anymore, we decided to put together a communication video that was fun and kind of highlighted some of the do's and don'ts when it comes to communicating in this way, this platform, which is very similar to communicating in person. The only thing that's different is we can't, like, know each other's BO, right, that we have after a long day of skiing. Whitney got it. Hey, Lauren, so did you want to add something? You raised your hand earlier. No. Are you sure? Okay.
Why do you think it was important to have kids acting this instead of, like adult actors? Did that make it more fun, or was it just to relate to kids? How was that process, choosing, which kids to put in the video and everything?
Well, I think adults meetings too for their work, But then if the kids were doing it for school, like I was doing it for school every day. So like, and some of the kids, and especially in my little sister's classroom, they were always like really loud. And so it's like more kids, I think. It's just better when someone like a kid, it's easier for the kid to understand when a kid's, and then when an adult is trying to teach the kid. I think it's easier to understand.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, that was great.
I think it also made it more fun because we were spitting, Lauren was spitting gum and we're all interrupting each other.
Yeah, it must have been really fun to, like, just do all the things wrong so that you could show people how to do it right instead of having to be, like, showing the proper example. Because I think it was also a really funny video. It was, like, it was funny to watch, but also, informative.
Yeah, and another part to that is, because True Kids One works with the youth population primarily, we felt we wanted to speak to that, group that True Kids One is really targeting. And the reason we chose the girls you see here and me is because we already had the relationship. We've worked together, skied together,
mm-hmm.
And we just felt there was that trust, right? We felt amongst one another where we could really dive into this communication etiquette video. And I actually wrote the script for them and kind of designed it. And they did a fantastic job of memorizing it and getting their cues right and their blocking and really bringing their authenticity to the video as well. And I think it was their first time being actors. Is that correct? Is that your first time?
Yes, it was. It was my first.
Okay, Whitney's first time. But Lauren, shaking your head no.
Actually, no. I haven't been an actor, but I have done, like, a performance. Like, for a week, I had to do 7 performances every day.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
I once did a few dance performances, and one of my neighbors is an actor teacher, so I probably have done something for her once, but I don't think I've, like, memorized a... And I did a summer camp once that I had to act, but other than that, I didn't really do anything.
Nice job. Okay, Mabel, back to you.
What was, like, why did you choose, like, the points that you did, you know, like, don't chew gum, don't be late, etc., you know, like, what was the process for sort of refining those points, and also writing the script, you know, making it funny and easy for the kids to do, but also, you know, like, informative, obviously.
Yeah, good question. I think the reason I chose those things, like chewing gum, walking around the house, looking in the fridge, was because they were pretty blatantly obvious to someone who's watching it that this isn't something you should be doing when you're on a Zoom call or even in real life, right, communicating with someone. And also I did it because I know these girls well, and I thought, like, Lauren, for instance, would be great for chewing the gum, and Bernice would be great for walking around the house. I just kind of almost like casting in a film. I thought they would be perfect for those roles, and I also wanted to make it fun, and I thought doing it that way would be more fun than toning it down. So it was kind of more about, like, let's escalate our communication and just make it kind of out there a little more.
Whitney was even once late.
I couldn't. It wasn't letting me get on. It was the first time I had used my dad's computer, and, like, the mouse was different, so I figured out how to click the link.
So even though it was written in the script, Whitney, that you were supposed to be late, you were late for real. Which worked out perfect.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes things happen, obviously, that we're not able to be exactly on time. Computers go out and stuff, and that's, you know, that's okay. That's life. But I think it was a really helpful thing to do for the community, because it's really important to be, like, proper on Zoom if you really want to get any, like, work done. You know, so... Thank you guys for doing that. Unless there's anything else that you guys wanted to talk about, you know, like, the experience of acting it, or, you know, just any other comments. I think that is all my questions. So,
do you girls have anything else to add around, you know, the video specifically, what that was like for you? How about this? How do you feel, what do you hope people are taking away from that video that watch it?
Well, I hope they're thinking, wow, that was really funny, and I learned a lot from that, and then from now on, whenever I do my video meetings, like, I remember this one time when I was walking around the house, and then I was late, and then I was walking around the house and went in the cabinet and got a piece of gum and then started chewing it. They could be like, well, I guess I'm not supposed to do that, so I probably won't do that anymore.
Cool. So it helps remind you.
Yeah.
Bernice, anything from you? Anything you want people to learn or remember or take away from watching that video we did?
Maybe. To not interrupt people. Because I know people in my class interrupted each other.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
All the time.
It's really important to listen, right? I think sometimes we stop listening because we want to say something. And as soon as we do that, we forget that someone's still talking and we don't register what they're saying anymore. I always think of the acronym WAIT, WAIT, which stands for Why Am I Talking? Sometimes I have that in my brain when I want to say something. I say, just wait. Why am I talking? I don't have to talk right now.
That's a good acronym.
And Lauren, last but not least, anything from you? Parting words.
That's all right. You don't have to say anything. It's all right. Well, thank you guys so much. That was awesome. You guys did great. The video was awesome. And I will have the article done in a few days, and I will send you guys the link so you can read it and everything. So thank you so much. Have a great day.
Cool. Thanks, Maple. If you need anything else, just shoot me an email.
Absolutely. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Good to see you, girls. Bye, Bernice, Lauren, Whitney.
Bye, JP. Bye, Bernice. Bye.
Bye.